Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods-Hick. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Woods-Hick. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs bunts in front of the plate. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Larker juggles the ball. That's an error on Larker. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Brock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Brock moves to third. Altman moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a line drive towards first. Altman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods hit covering, for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a line drive towards first. Larker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Warwick, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field. That will be extra bases. Warwick fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Warwick. Williams goes all the way around to score. Altman moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Umbrick now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Roman Mahias pinch hits for J.C. Hartman. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jim Umbricht. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Billy Goodman now playing second base. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 3 in the game. Buell bunts towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers moves to third. Bertel moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 3 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 0 for 3 in the game. Larker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Heist moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Anderson now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Heist scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.